This is the story of the three little pigs. They lived within a house made of twigs. Next door there lived a nice wolf family, but their house was made of bricks, you see. One day the lazy pigs thought of a trick. They wanted to live in a house made of brick. They sneaked into the big house next door, waited till everyone was out at the store. Shut-a-bip-dwee-dwee-dwee-dwee. When the wolves came home that day, you know they didn't know what to say. Their house was locked with the pigs inside. Mr. Wolf said, I'm gonna fix their hide. You little pigs better let us in. Not by the hair on our chinny chin chin. Mr. Wolf began to huff and puff. You know he just about had enough. Mrs. Wolf said, this has got to stop. Found a telephone and called a cop. The cop who came was named Chester Fox, same one that blew the case of Goldilocks. The fox went into the house for a while, came out wearing a fox's smile. He never listened to the wolf's side at all. Told them they would have to wait for his call. Shwee's a better yada yada dweety. News reporters came that day. Here's what the little pigs had to say. The big bad wolf tried to get in our house. We're just as innocent as a mouse. And they've got a reputation. You hear it all across the nation. Mr. Wolf said, there's no justice here. We have to leave the home we love so dear. Sweet Papa, it up to tweet, double to tweet, dear. Now the wolves were left without a home. In the forests and the hills they roam. The pigs would never admit that they lied. But nobody ever heard the wolf family sigh. If there's a lesson in the story today, it's always tell a story your own way. Never just assume that one side is true, 'cause there's always another point of view.